We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy hump day, everybody. Hope you are doing swimmingly as we help you get over the hump and to your weekend. Always feels good on a Thursday, doesn't it? You always feel accomplished like midway through the day on Thursday. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We have a couple polls for your voting pleasure. March Mayhem is up on ESPNUpstate.com. Out of the Never Missed a Meal region, who wins in a fight held today? Zion Williamson, age 20, or The Big Show, age 48? This guy I've never heard of is doing pretty well so far. Will college football be able to play and finish its season this fall? A question open to you. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I don't want to be the miserable Mark that says no, but I'm skeptical. Lonzo says, yes, they will. But that poll is up for you on ESPN Upstate on our Twitter page as well. And right now, 57% of those voting say that no, college football will not be able to play and finish its college football season this fall. Coming up in this hour, there's been some big-time news and notes on the high school football front. We'll bring on our high school football expert, Cole Bryson, at 5:20 here today, at 5:20, and we'll get the very latest on what's going on and whether we can expect to have a high school football season. At 5:40, we will get to Can We Stop? That one thing in society that we all should stop doing for the betterment of everybody. All right, folks, here we go. It is time for the top five at five. What is the top five at five? The top five biggest sports stories of the day. The top five topics we are discussing, ladies and gentlemen, the top five at five starts right now. The Big Show might as well be the Big No. He's not going to beat Zion Williamson. He can't beat Zion Williamson. Hit it. All right, at number five today, folks. Lots of news and notes surrounding college football. Let's give it to you all right? The very latest, Division II has determined they are canceling their fall championships. Why? Well, very easy to figure out. The finances of conducting the adequate testing protocol, Division II cannot afford. So Division II is canceling its seven fall championships. Division I and FCS remain. Division III has already canceled, so we will see what happens here moving forward. The Pac-12 could seek $996 million in loan bailouts due to projected revenue losses this coming season. Wisconsin and Barry Alvarez has said they could lose $100 million without fans in the stands. The Big Ten players have banded together to try to get better COVID testing guidelines. UConn will not play football this year, the first FBS school to make that determination. And we have, very recently on the show, we have breaking news and announcement on the college football playoff. Dates have been announced. This is great. This makes me happy. Selection Sunday for the college football playoff will be Sunday, December 20th. the semifinals in the college football playoff, the final four of college football, if you will be played Friday, January 1st, and the national championship game will be a week from that next Monday, January 11th. You just know Clemson is going to be there, do you not? Interestingly, you're not hearing much in the way of Clemson players opting out, are you? I think that has a lot to do with the culture that Dabo Swinney has established at this particular school. So here we have it, folks. We are set on all but one conference in college football in terms of a schedule. The SEC is playing 10 conference opponents and no non-conference opponents. Big Ten, 10 conference opponents, no non-conference opponents. SEC set to kick off September 26th. Big Ten set to kick off September 3rd? Really? The ACC is employing a 10-game conference schedule and one non-conference opponent. They'll begin the week of September 7th. The Big 12 has a 9-conference opponent and one non-conference opponent format. The Pac-12 is going with 10 conference opponents, no non-conference opponents. They're set to begin play September 26th. The Big 12 is to be determined. The American Athletic Conference, 8 conference, 4 non-conference. They're starting August 29th. Wow, this month. The Sun Belt Conference, 8 conference games, 4 non-conference games. They're set to begin September 5th. Mountain West Conference, 8 conference games, 2 non-conference games to be determined. And Conference USA, 8 conference games, 4 non-conference games to be determined. We do not yet know what is going on with the MAC. Based on all of this and above, ladies and gentlemen, the question for you, will college football be able to play and finish its season this fall? I would love to know what you think about that. Next up, a curious decision by Will Muschamp. He must have heard the open of the show the other day where I said, man, Will Muschamp is doing a lot of things right these days. He's had so many assistant coach defect from his program, and he's got a top 38 recruiting class coming in. He has really, really kind of steadied the ship in some stormy seas. So he heard me, and he had to ruin it. He's playing Luke Doty as a wide receiver. He's got Luke Doty, the stud incoming freshman quarterback, lining up as a wide receiver in practice. Good gosh, man. Some people just never learn. They just don't learn. I mean, I guess he's worried Doty's going to transfer if he doesn't play, and he's not going to play, right? You have Helinski ahead of him. You have the transfer Colin Hill from Colorado State ahead of him. And you don't want Luke Doty to be unhappy, so how can we get him on the field? I don't feel it. I'm not buying it. And I'm not finding one South Carolina fan that's buying this as well. Let him take his time. Let him learn the ropes. Let him get set to be your quarterback of the future. Don't have him learning different positions, Will Muschamp. This is incredibly weak. Next up, at number three, folks, we have asked you the question today, who has the most punchable face in all of sports? What athlete in sports would you love to be able to sucker punch if you had your druthers, if you had a chance? You see, Grayson Allen is a good one, but neither Lonzo nor I picked that guy. Lonzo would like to give Tom Brady a second dimple, and I would like to make Bryce Harper's hair flop all around. That little prima donna, whiny, overrated, underproducing jerk would love to just take a swing. If I asked you guys that question, if you could get a pot shot, a cheap shot in on anybody in sports, whose smug little punchable face would you like to do so on? Who's got the most punchable face in sports? I'd love to hear your answers. Next up, at number two today, we have made our college football picks here on the show. We've made some college football picks and predictions. 5 of the biggest games of the year with the betting lines intact. UNC and UCF, Florida LSU, Ohio State Michigan, Penn State Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, and Oklahoma and Texas. Here are the picks of your humble host, Mark Ryan. I'm taking UNC and 2.5 points against UCF. Now, truth be told, Mac Brown is frustrated because he doesn't know if he's going to be able to play UCF, and he really wants UCF to be UNC's non-conference game. If they do, I think UNC wins. And I'll take the 2.5 points as well, but I think UNC wins the game. LSU at Florida, the line is Florida minus two. I think Florida wins that game by double digits. Florida minus two. Michigan at Ohio State, the line is Ohio State minus 8.5. If you listen to our 420 segment, you know that both Lonzo and I think Ohio State wins that one going away. One of my upsets of the year, Ohio State at Penn State, I think in Happy Valley, the Nittany Lions give the Buckeyes their lone loss of the year. The Red River rivalry, Oklahoma minus 4.5. Let me try that again. The Red River rivalry, Rutrow. Oklahoma minus 4.5 points over Texas. Senior starter for Texas, Sam Ehlinger, new quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners. Give me Texas and 4.5 points. Not saying they're going to win, but I think it'll be the final possession, last team who has the ball wins kind of deal. And then finally, Alabama at LSU. Neither Lonzo nor I understands what's going on with these LSU game spreads, but Alabama at LSU, LSU's favored by a point. I don't get that, do you? No quarterback, no Joe Burrow. Miles Brennan is the new quarterback. You know, we had somebody on the text line here. Thank you for the text, by the way. A texter said, Mark, you don't get the LSU love. The defense will be better. Miles Brennan won't be Burrow, but doesn't have to be, and they have Ja'Marr Chase. What two people were most responsible for that historic offense last year? Who were they? There were two, and they had the same first name, Joe. Brady and Burrow. Neither one of them is still there. That offense goes from historic to pedestrian. And they're going to lose 3 or 4 games, minimum. You got to be kidding me. Favored by a point over Alabama. That's not close. Alabama by 20, no matter where the game is played. And finally, at number one today, Gary Patterson is under fire at TCU right now for an incident that took place Monday. You see, at practice, some players were using a version of the N-word toward other players, and Gary Patterson pulled a Danny Perriman, who said the same thing at a Clemson practice to tight end DJ Greenlee in 2017. He said, stop saying, and then he said the N-word. Stop saying that word. Well, the players were unhappy that he had said that, and they left practice. They boycotted practice, and Gary Patterson came out with an apology. Folks, this is becoming that question that you just don't know how to answer. There's a moving target here. You know, it's becoming kind of one of those no-win scenarios. Your girlfriend asks you, how do you feel about her parents? How do you answer that? Your girlfriend asks you, does this make me look fat? You learn there's really nothing you can say that would win there, right? Really, nothing you can say that will win. Folks, here's the thing. Gary Patterson said, stop saying this word because players were saying it to other players. And I understand that word said from an African-American player to another African-American player feels very differently than a white coach saying that to an African-American player. But he was saying, don't say that. Don't say that. And he just mentioned the word. I suppose that there are three levels of crime here, right? First degree is calling someone the N-word. Second degree is apparently saying, do not say this word. And is third degree singing song lyrics that feature that word? You know, there is a word that I believe I'm allowed to say on the air, but I won't because it'll make Lonzo uncomfortable. And the abbreviation for this name is DB, right? It's also a feminine hygiene product, like Summer's Eve makes them, right? If you call it the product, it's not offensive. If you call somebody the name, it is offensive, right? And we all know a few DBs, let's be honest. But Gary Patterson was not being offensive here, in my opinion. He was saying, do not say this word, okay? But because the word left his mouth, all of a sudden he's having to issue apologies. And look, would I say the word? No. Would I say, don't say and say the word? No, I would not. But I also think, folks, the intent matters. And I think this has been such a moving target that you don't know what's okay and what isn't okay anymore. When I was in school growing up, when I was in high school and in college, it was okay. There are a couple of different versions of that word. One of the versions ends in the letter A, and when I was in college and high school, it was okay to say that if you were singing like song lyrics, right? Like it was okay to say that if you were bumping to hip-hop in your car, right? That was acceptable. Is that acceptable or not acceptable? I know Dabo Swinney shut down music his players were playing in the locker room because he said every other word was the N-word. You know, when I was in high school, the word that ended in A, you know, African-American kids said that to African-American kids, and even white kids, if they were singing along to lyrics, were able to sing that inside a lyric. It just seems to me like this is a moving target. Gary Patterson at TCU said, don't call people blank, right? And now he's in big trouble. Danny Pearman said, said DJ Greenlee, don't call people a blank. And he's in big trouble. You know, if it's not a word that can be said even in an instructional sense, is it even a word in existence at this point? I don't know. I don't know, folks. And I didn't expect to find myself in the position of defending Gary Patterson. But it just seems to me like there's a moving target here. Lonzo and I did a topic the other day. Lonzo asked the question, if you turn the channel when you watch an NBA game because they're doing 20 minutes of, racial injustice videos before the game, if you turn the channel because you just want to see sports, does that make you a racist? Sometimes, folks, we just want to watch sports. And sometimes the intent is really what matters more than the word. Gary Patterson was doing a good thing by trying to remove that word from practice. I just don't get where we're going with this. I don't get where we're going, and I don't know what's okay and what isn't okay. You know, are you allowed to say any version of the word if you're bumping to a song in your car? You know, that was okay in high school. First degree, second degree, third degree. I don't know. Those are today's top five at five. Now it's your turn to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well, at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air, at M-A-R-C Ryan on air, at Lonzo on word, and you can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Mark, punchable face, the most punchable face in sports. This is a good one. Tyler Hansborough of UNC. I got another one for you, Mark. Punchable face, Frank Martin, for being a jerk. A texter says, but LSU is a Tier 2 program. Yeah, I think they're a Tier 2 program this year. I'll be honest with you. I think they fall from Tier 1 to Tier 2 this year.
Hey, would you punch Frank Martin in the face? I wouldn't.
Oh, my God.
In no way.
Dude, how did he not? We got to put him in the bracket. We got to put him in the bracket. What region should Frank Martin be in? We got never missed a meal. He's better than that.
You know
region,
what?
Right?
He's in whichever part of the bracket.
Shredded region, slender and speedy, and the Jailbirds. I don't know if any region fits Frank Martin. No, I don't think anybody's punching Frank Martin in the face anytime soon. Mark, you asked if college football will make it through its fall season. It really depends on how the first 2 to 4 weeks go. Hoping college football does make it through the season. I agree with what that texter said. Another texter says Clemson players opt out. If they opt out, they'll have to pay all that money back that they were given to sign with them. The Clemson and the paying for play jokes just never end, folks. They never end. At some point, Clemson fans, you got to answer for that. And, it's an ongoing joke to the point that many Gamecock fans feel that it's rooted in reality. All right, coming up next, I'd like to give you, well, before we do that, let's go ahead and grab a call real quick. JW joins us right now on the line. JW, thanks for the call, man. You're offsides, JW. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, man.
You would, the Clemson coach, I applaud what he was doing. Maybe he should have did it, approached it a different way to have maybe the leaders of the group, whatever linebacker, like whatever section he was talking to, have them address it that way.
Cause, yeah, I think the right thing is to say.
It's sketchy ground. It's shaky ground. It's kind of like you on slow ground because for me, my first incident, which I had to like report to teacher, was like in high school. And you go, singing a song and stuff, that's okay. But look, dropping the N words right there in presence of another guy, that's kind of like when you look when you may have that moment that kind of tense heart to heart talk with your friends and see who really is your friends at that moment, you know.
No, I got you. I got you entirely, and I understand what you're saying, JW, but don't you think, I think the right thing to say is, if you're Gary Patterson, don't say that word, right?
Yeah.
That's the right thing to say. Don't say that word. But the fact that he didn't do the right thing, doesn't the intent also matter, JW? He had good intentions there, you know?
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to be hurtful.
That's what I'm saying. He shouldn't have said it. But the way he was saying it was kind of, you know, as much as it was him for wrong saying it, he was bringing it to light to them, like, hey, guys, let's find something else to say. It's like, you got to expand the vocabulary. Let's pick something else to say.
So, JW, we talked about the two different versions of that word, right? And one version of it that I've heard African-American people say amongst each other ends in an A. Right? The version of that word ends in an A. If non-African-American people are bumping to a song in their car and they're singing the lyrics to the song in their car, and in singing the lyrics, they say the version of that word that ends in an A, is that a problem?
That right there is kind of borderline because it's kind of okay. The song is catchy to say, but still, it's like, you shouldn't be saying that, because a lot of times then when they start singing to the song, then they feel like they can just go out there and just start calling everybody it. And then the person says, well, I heard on the song.
Yeah, I understand, JW, but then you're realizing what is happening there is you can't even sing a song that you're listening to, right? You see what I'm saying?
Look, at that point, then that's when it's time for you to mature, you get a higher train of thought. Mature your thought and get new choices of music that don't use that word as much as prevalently. You know, when you get up in age like myself, you know, you got kids, so you really can't listen to whatever you used to listen to back in the day. So, you know, you just wisen up, you get older, and you make better decisions because you realize at that point, you know, you got to start setting better examples for your kids and what your children do.
Understand completely. JW, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, you know, like that was something I've wondered ever since high school, you know, ever since high school. It was a high school question. It was a college question. And I appreciate JW the call, and I appreciate hearing your perspective. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Cole Bryson with an update on high school football. Here next on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Check on our text line. A texter says, so I can't sing along to a song now? What the hell is that? A texter says. He goes, that's class A BS. The artist should set a better example at that point, not the person listening to the song. This is what a texter says. Look, I want to make clear that I don't listen to any artists these days that have those words in the song, but I used to when I was in high school and when I was first few years of college, right? I was on the 7.5-year college plan, and I did listen to hip-hop, rap, etc., very heavily at that time in my life. And I always wondered, am I allowed, as a white boy at that point, am I allowed to sing along to the song? I never knew the answer to that. Never knew. Still 20 years later, I still don't know the answer to that question. Am I allowed to sing along to a song, you know, that has certain colorful language in it, that has versions of the N-word in it? We were talking about this because Gary Patterson issued an apology for telling players at practice to stop using the N-word. But he said, stop saying blank, right? And players left practice. Players boycotted the practice. And I believe in looking more at the intention. His intention was good. You know, you don't say the word, but the intention was to get people to stop saying that word. And I appreciate that. I do. Okay. So I want to give you here an update on the proposed sports fall calendar, because things have changed, and things have changed here today, as a matter of fact. This is a moving target, and things are changing big time. We were going to have, as of a couple of days ago, does this not feel like a cluster at this point? You know, like, does this not just feel like a total cluster? We just heard 2 days ago that fall sports and football, et cetera, we're going to be able to begin practicing again on August 10th. Well, they realized, well, Mark, August 10th is next Monday. We're not ready for practice just yet. So now, today, the announcement came through that they're pushing it back by almost an entire month. Football practice will now take place on September the 8th, and the first game will take place on September the 25th. Now, I'll have you know that I spoke to somebody really in the know on this today. I don't even mind using his name because he does our Burns football. He hosts the Saturday Scramble. You heard him fill in for me a couple weeks ago, Cole Bryson. I'm talking to Cole on the phone about this today. And I said, Cole, what do you make of this? Like, so some sports, for example, swimming, they're allowed to have practice August 10th. Football is not. I said, why? He said, given the nature of the sport, bodily fluids, contact, etc., close proximity, players to one another. So therein lies the problem with football. But I said, Cole, what is your hunch here? Why are they doing this? And Cole Bryson told me, he said, Mark, I believe that they're just continuing to postpone this as long as they possibly can before they ultimately decide they're not going to have a season. This is the opinion of Cole Bryson. Now, I hope Cole Bryson is wrong. I can hear Lonzo chiding Cole Bryson to be more positive. But Cole believes that, look, they're just going to keep postponing this until the point that they can't postpone it anymore, and then they're not going to have high school football this year. That's what he told me. So now we've got a proposed fall sports calendar for the South Carolina High School League. Girls golf can practice August 17th and have their first contest August 31st. So too can swimming, girls tennis. Cross country can begin practice August 24th and can have their first contest September 2nd, 7th. Volleyball can begin practice August 24th. Likewise, can have their first contest on September 7th. Competitive cheerleading can begin practice on September 8th, can have their first contest on October 13th. And football, you know, the sport, the high school sport that we all bat our eyelashes at, can begin practice September 8th and can have their first game on September 25th. I guess my point of this whole deal, my point has been the following. What are we going to know on September 8th that we don't know today? What are we going to know? I'm not saying that playing high school football is the right thing to do. And if it's any indication, we clearly, you know, can't decide whether kids need to be in school or not, whether we need to be playing sports or not. Everybody just seems to be passing the buck on the decision, right? I've heard a couple of governors, which I think is a good idea, are making the determination on schools based on the percentage of positive tests that are coming back in that particular area. So if you have a low percentage of positive tests coming back, then you'll send to school in that area, higher percentage of cases, you will do virtual learning, right? I'm just not sure what changes in terms of the virus between August 10th, when you were going to be able to practice, and September 8th, when you can practice now. Lonzo, does this make any sense to you? I mean, Cole says that they're just pushing it back and pushing it back and pushing it back until at which point they're going to decide, well, now it's too late to play high school football. That's Cole's theory. I just make a decision. Either you can play or not play, right? Because the situation surrounding the virus is not going to appear much differently than it is today. And you have the information. Don't act like you don't have the information. It's time to make a call.
I agree with you there. And I hope Cole's wrong. I hope they do get to play. But you got to decide one way or another. And the fact that they're back practicing, I think that means that they're actually going to play pretty soon. Why else would they let them get back on the field?
They're not doing that, Lonzo. Yeah. September 8th.
Right. No.
It was moved back from August 10th to September 8th today.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So but even still, they still put out a date that they're going to be out September 8th. I'm sorry. I cannot be negative like you guys. I want to believe that it's going to be fine. I think the other question is if you were a parent, would you let your kid play or not? And maybe that's what they're also trying to figure out, how many kids are actually willing to play during this and how many aren't. Because if it comes down to, if a lot of parents are out there saying, hey, I'm not going to let my son or daughter play sports this fall, then I think you have to wait till you get feedback from everybody to decide if it's even worth going through or not.
Yeah, no, and look, we're entering that phase in college football as well. We have now an entire football program in the FBS. UConn saying they're not going to be playing at all this year. Micah Parsons is a projected first-round pick linebacker out of Penn State. He says he's not playing this year. And Bateman, the wide receiver of Minnesota, also a projected first-round pick. Those two guys joined Caleb Farley, who announced last week, was the first primetime prospect to announce I'm opting out of this particular season. There is a major concern here, folks, and the major concern is that this blip becomes a trend. And I am choosing to be positive here, Lonzo, and I'm saying that this time next year, we've largely got this thing licked, right? We have killer treatments for it. And when I say killer, I mean living treatments for this, good treatments for this. We have a workable vaccine, and we are largely putting this pandemic behind us. I think we'll be there a year from now, right? But is this going to give way to, you know, next year? Players just saying, hey, you know what? All I needed was 2 years. Why does Trevor Lawrence need this third year? There's a few players like that where they're going to be first-round picks no matter what they do this year. Ja'Marr Chase, check. Penei Sewell, Oregon, check, right? No matter what they do this year, they're going to be first-round picks. My concern is that this is going to cause the NFL to move back the date to just 2 years after high school, you can declare. That would then really hurt college football, and I'm concerned that we're going to see a lot of players in the future, pandemic or no pandemic, saying, I'm a first-round pick anyway, either way. Why take the risk? Trevor Lawrence would likely be the number one pick in the draft, whether he plays this season or not, right? Micah Parsons decided on this. Bateman, Caleb Farley decided on this. I'm concerned about what I'm saying. All right, folks, coming up next on the show, it is time to do a little ditty we call Can We Stop? Can we stop something in society that we need to cease doing immediately? Let's have some fun with it next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. So JW, who called in about the Gary Patterson topic, is now texting the show, and he says, use the word with awareness of your environment, because for some, if you say it around them, song or not, it's going to get ugly real quick. It's not going to end nice, and there is not going to be a dialogue. What I think is important, JW, thanks for the text, pal. I think it's important to have a dialogue about this, right? Because it's important to understand, for everyone to understand, if Gary Patterson erred, where did he err, right? That word has never been a part of my vocabulary in any way, shape, or form. But I think you know, it's just helpful for everyone at all levels to understand, okay, well, what should be the penalty for Gary Patterson here? You know, he was trying to do the right thing. I guess he shouldn't have said the word at all, right? Which is true. Should not have said it. So he should have said, "Do not say that word." But then it gets you wondering. You know, like you were a fan of a band as a kid, right? The band, the hip hop group, the rap group, whatever. You know, had a form of the version of that word in it. And you know, I remember being 16, 17 years old. Listening to at the time was the Ghetto Boys, and I was, you know, jamming out to them, and I always stopped when it came to that part of the song, because I didn't know if I'm permitted to say that, if I'm singing along to the song, right? So I just think the key thing to the whole thing is dialogue and talking, and I think that's how we progress. I think that's how we move forward. All right, Lonzo, it is time for Can We Stop Today. Let's hit it. All right, Lonzo, what do we need to stop doing immediately?
We need to stop adding more new stinking streaming services, okay? People cut the cord so they could get rid of cable or satellite, and now there's a streaming service here. You got Disney, you got Hulu, you got Netflix, you got DC, you've got Quibi, you've got so many different. If you keep adding all these different streaming services and add at least one really cool thing on there that people want to get, you end up spending just as much money as you did on cable or anything else, and now you got the Peacock Network. You turn around tomorrow, we're going to have another new network. I almost feel like I sound like old man. I remember back in the day when we only had 50 channels, and I was okay with it. There's too many stinking streaming services. Please, can we stop with that?
I like it, Lonzo. I like it. You know, another reason why it sucks that all this is happening, right, is it makes it impossible for all of us to like the same show anymore, right? What was special about The Last Dance? None of us had jack squat going on at the time, right? And everyone was excited to have anything sports-related to watch, and everyone was watching it. It reminded me of, like, Dallas back in the day, like the, you know, that drama show, right? J.R. Ewing. Like everybody watched that show back in the day. We have so many options now that there's no way to get a consensus on shows, right? I have a show tomorrow on the show. I'm gonna give you a show recommendation that's fantastic, and I guarantee you 19 out of 20 of you haven't heard of it. It's fantastic. I'll tell you about it tomorrow. I'll give you a recommendation. All right, my Can We Stop? Lonzo, can we stop with ice? Can we just stop, okay? I am so sick and tired of ordering a large drink.
Okay, so you're not talking about the immigration thing. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm so tired of ordering a large drink, and like I have 3 ounces of soda in there because the rest of it is ice. I am so sick of ice. I don't want to buy ice. I've never paid for ice in my life. Are you kidding me? I'm going to buy something I can make for free. I've never understood why people buy ice. I don't get it. I hate how they shove it in my cups, okay? If you have a lukewarm beverage, number one, you have problems. Number two, give me one or two ice cubes, okay? But, like, dude, I actually had somebody in the last week. I said, no ice, please, going through a drive-thru in the last week. I said, no ice, please. And they said, for no ice, I'm going to have to charge you for a large and give you a medium.
What?
What? What? And I'm over it. You have to charge me for a large, but I get a medium? And they said, yeah, because it's the equivalent of soda. What? I don't want all this ice. I want to enjoy my beverage, okay? I don't want rocks hitting me in the mug every time I go to take a sip because I take the lid off immediately, all right? I am ice. You suck. I am done with you. I don't want to see you again for a really long time. If you put your beverages in the fridge, you don't even need ice anyway. Heck, put your Coca-Cola bottle in the freezer for an hour. Now you got a Coca-Cola slushie. It's beautiful. So can we stop with the ice, please? Lonzo, ever been charged for a large when you got a medium?
No, I've never heard that before. That's shocking, and I can't. You have to tell me off the air where that was, so I don't go there.
Yeah, no, it's insane. All right, coming up next, it is time for the best thing we heard today, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. All right, we are jam-packed between now and 6 p.m., now and 7 p.m. today. We're jam-packed for the next 3 minutes. Now and 7 p.m., I do want to get to the best thing we heard today, though. I never know which direction the Wizard is going to go. Lonzo, where are you going today?
Sweet Lou Williams has issued an apology for his transgressions.
You mean Lemon Pepper Lou?
However you want to call him, here he is.
In hindsight, I think... as far as a public safety issue goes, I probably could have made a better quality decision. I was a little naive in that aspect. I went somewhere after a viewing of somebody I considered a mentor, somebody that I looked up to, first black man that I've seen with legal money in my life. And the funeral home was a couple blocks away from, one of my favorite restaurants. It's been documented how much I talk about this place, how much I eat there. And so I just did something that was routine for me. I frequent that place at that time of day, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. At the time, I thought I was making a responsible decision. After looking back on it, with everything going on in the world and the pandemic, maybe it wasn't the best quality decision. So, I chalk it up as that, take my L and keep moving.
By the way, there is an adult dancer at that Magic City Club that says that she danced for Lou Williams that day. He thought he was making a responsible decision. What part of the thought process, Lou, at what point did you think, you know what, this is a good decision to be making? Let's go pick up chicken wings at an adult establishment.
What's he addicted to, the wings or something else?
Wings is what you call them these days? Is that what you say? We'll just call them Lemon Pepper Lou. Lemon Pepper Lou for this time moving forward, man. Bonehead of the week, Lou Williams. Has to be quarantined for 10 days because he gets wings at a strip club. What a moron. All right. Coming up in the very next segment, folks, this has been a news-breaking day for college football. We'll reset it for you and high school football as well here in the Upstate. You're listening to the most interactive sports radio show in the state of South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.